Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It is Thanksgiving week here on the Wake Up Call, which means it is Thanksgiving week for you. And here we go. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? And listen, just because kids are out of school, just because some people are taking vacations, you are probably a hard-working person, and I love that about you, just like us. Susie, are you there?
Well, I don't know.
Yes, I am.
I wouldn't call us hard-working.
Oh, I would. Are you on the grind this morning, Susie?
Yes, I am.
That's right, ma'am. What do you do for a living?
I work in recycling.
Recycling.
Oh, well. That makes you sound absolutely like a drug dealer.
Listen, we're gonna...
I work in looks around the room. Recycling.
It was either that or Pepsi can. All right, we're gonna get into that in a second. Katie's leaving this. Hold on. Listen, we need to banter to fill the time it takes for Katie to come back on the studio. Okay.
Oh, I
see. So okay, I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Playing for $40. Adele performed her final show at her Las Vegas residency and became overwhelmed with emotion. While crying, she told the crowd that she's not sure when or even if she will ever perform again because she has no plans. How many Grammys does Adele have? Is it 6, 11, or 16?
6.
Question 2. Muppet Vision 3D has been an amazing Disney park attraction since 1991. It's gone from Disneyland, but still at Disney World until now. Muppet Plaza at Hollywood Studios is being replaced with Monsters, Inc. Land, but the Muppets will be taking over Rock and Roller Coaster. Sorry, Aerosmith. Which Muppet is a stand-up comedian?
Fonzie.
Question 3, the cost of Thanksgiving dinner is lower this year than it has been in 40 years. Yeah, inflation has cooled so much at this point that the cost of food has come down so much that Thanksgiving dinner now has an average cost of $58. What is the name of the biggest turkey company in the United States?
Butterball.
Question 4. Destiny's Child had a reunion over the weekend, but they didn't perform. Beyonce and Kelly Rowland went to see the premiere of the Broadway musical version of the movie Death Becomes Her, starring the other member of Destiny's Child. Who is that?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know their name.
3 seconds. 3, 2,
I don't know.
Moving on. Question five, Hollywood had a huge, huge, huge weekend with both Wicked and Gladiator 2 premiering, and both did very well, but Wicked was by far the winner. It made $114 million, and Gladiator 2 made $56 million. So how much more money did Wicked make?
Oh my God, I didn't even hear it.
$114 million and $56 million.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
68 million.
Okay. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And now let's get back into this. What were you going to say about recycling, Susie?
I work in the recycling center.
Right. No, I okay. So that's what you're going to say. Okay.
It just threw me off.
Listen,
I haven't had coffee. So.
I don't know why that sounds fun and funny, but.
What did she say?
She says she works at the recycling center, which somebody's got to.
Okay.
And it just makes it.
What's fun and funny about that?
It just makes it seem like, because she's so fun and effervescent and laughy.
Yeah.
Like I'll bet, like, this is who they would talk to it for a children's show.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, okay.
There'd be a puppet that would be like,
got
and
it.
Now we're going to go to the recycling center.
No, yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Susie, you really work in the recycling?
Okay.
What happens to aluminum can?
All right.
And then you have to tell a parrot why.
Okay.
All right, Susie, you're on hold now. Okay. Listen, it's Thanksgiving week. Who gives a damn? Right? No one's listening. All right, here we go. Question one. Adele performed her final show at her Las Vegas residency, and she lost it. Overwhelmed with emotion, she told the crowd she has no plans, and she doesn't know when or even if she will ever perform again.
Please. She's not going to never perform again.
She really does seem like such a drama queen.
She is.
All right.
I mean, I love it.
How many Grammys does Adele have? Does Adele have 6, 11, or 16 Grammys?
Those are such random numbers. I guess 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got 16 Grammys. That's a lot. Question two. Muppet Vision 3D. It's gone from Disneyland, but it's still at Disney World. But it's going away.
Oh, no.
That breaks my heart. It's the last thing that Jim Henson did that made it all the way to completion. I love it. It's so okay. Good. It's going away, though. It's going to Muppet Plaza at Hollywood Studios is being replaced with the Monsters, Inc. land that they announced. However, the Muppets aren't gone. They're going to be taking over Rock and Roller Coaster, which is an indoor upside-down roller coaster at Hollywood Studios. So that'll be fun. Which Muppet is a stand-up comedian?
Fozzie
Bear. Susie, I did give that to you, even though you called him Fonzie.
Which people call your dog, which is so funny.
I correct you.
Your dog isn't funny at all. He's never told me one joke.
He's never told you a joke, but he's more of like a mime.
Okay.
Like it's a very elevated silent humor.
Okay.
God, when that dumb tongue hangs out the side of his mouth, tell me you don't laugh.
Oh, funny.
Question three. The cost of Thanksgiving dinner is lower this year than it's been in 40 years. Inflation has cooled so much at this point that the cost of food has come down, and Thanksgiving dinner now costs an average of $58.
Wow, that's great.
It is great. What is the name of the biggest turkey company in the U.S.?
Honey Baked Ham.
What?
Oh,
the word ham is even in
there. Yeah. Something's going on.
Butterball.
Literally. I'm offended.
What's your favorite type of Toyota car? The Honda Odyssey.
I didn't get very much sleep last night.
That's all right. That's all right. Listen, it's Thanksgiving week.
God,
who gives a damn?
Adorable little idiot.
All right, here we go. Question four. Destiny's Child had a reunion over the weekend, but they didn't perform. Beyonce and Kelly Rowland went to the premiere of the Broadway musical Death Becomes Her
to support Michelle.
Who?
Oh, was that the question?
You're jumping the gun. To support the other member of Destiny's Child.
Sorry.
Which was who?
Michelle.
Yeah. Michelle what?
I don't know.
I'll accept it. Michelle Williams.
That's what I was going to say. Dang it.
Michelle Honeybaked. Question five. Hollywood had a big weekend. Wicked and Gladiator 2 both premiered and both did very, very well. Wicked, though, was by far the winner. It made $114 million, and Gladiator 2 made $56 million. How much more money did Wicked make?
13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Mm-hmm. Borrow.
Oh.
$58 million.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
Gobble, gobble, bitch.
All right, Susie, are you there?
Yes.
All right, final score. You got two, but gobble, gobble, bitch got three. She wins.
Okay. Can we not call me that for a lot of reasons?
Name one.
I'm not gonna.
All right. Okay. We'll call you Butterball instead.
Or have a honey bake.
Yeah. All right, Susie. We're gonna have $20 in the jackpot tomorrow, but tell us what we want to hear.
I'm on the end. It's the greatest radio show.
That's right. Exactly it.
I guess we don't.
I'm smarter than Katie.
No, you're not smarter than Katie. All right. Have a great day.